deal them and make them do it sometime when it's small, when it don't smell as bad. And just that one little sat there. That don't harm the kitten. Don't stop its growth. Don't stop it from multiplying or nothing like that. Don't get me wrong on that side now. It's just for that. You just deodorant is what you do. Makes it fine. I used to keep them around my barn when I was in the farm.
Well, are they friendly?
Yes, ma'am. The biggest bit. You go out to the barn or whatever, they're all over. They won't just stop at your feet like a regular house cat. They'll climb all over.
They're warm just like a squirrel. And they're so pretty because they have such nice silky looking fur.
You take a squirrel, if you pet him, he's the friendliest thing. Jumps all over your shoulder now. You ever see a pet squirrel?
Never did.
We used to pet them, keep them around the house.
Well, I guess you have to get them young.
Just not too many baby squirrels. You can pet them.
Oh, gosh. What do you call a creature that's about that big around, and it hops along the ground, and some live in water, and, well, near water, and some live on land?
One is in the water, it's a bullfrog. One is on the land, it's a toad frog.
Okay.
I love to catch them out, toad frogs, and make them hop.
What do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise? They live up in trees sometimes.
That's a tree frog. Some people call them a rain frog. Okay. Silent rain.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
We just call them bait worms.
Okay. What do you call especially big worms that are used for bait?
Now, I don't know the proper name for them, but they're all big worms that you use. Some of them call them wigglers and some call them stretchers. I don't know why that would be the proper name. Far or not.
Well, what we're interested in is, you know, just what people say.
Well, that's what we call them.
Okay.
The wiggler is always busy wiggling. And the stretcher, you can pull them like that, stretch them 2 to 3 times long.
For goodness sake.
Yes.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
A lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? They get to be about this long sometimes, and they have maybe 2 sets of wings.
Well, now, they're 2 different kinds. One of them we call the snake doctor.
Okay.
We just use that one.
And what's the other kind?
The other one is a water mosquito.
Well, now, does that look like a snake doctor?
No, it's a smaller body and a little shorter and has shorter wings.
Uh-huh. Well, is it shaped sort of like a snake doctor?
Just about the same characteristics of it.
Okay.
Water mosquito don't bite you. What we call that, they don't bite you.
Well, do they look more? Do they look so like mosquitoes, the water mosquitoes?
Well, that's where they got the name from.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call an insect that looks sort of like a wasp, but it doesn't sting, or some people say it doesn't sting anyway, and it builds a nest out of mud?
Oh, boy, don't think they don't sting.
Yeah.
That's a dirt dauber.
Okay.
He really stings. But he don't fight you. You got to touch him, catch him, or harm him.
Mm-hmm. But then he'll get you.
Yes, ma'am, he'll sting.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Oh, there's a bunch of that.
Well, let's have them.
I don't know why you'd be thinking of chufas, peanuts, nuts,
okay.
Any of them. You can eat all of that.
Well, now, are chufas the little ones?
Yes.
Okay. And the nutgrass nuts, now, can you eat those?
Yes and no. Now listen, there are 2 kinds of nutgrass. Now, like I got in my yard out there, I wish I'd get shut off. Now, that is not fitting to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all regular nutgrass. It has got little nuts. It is good to eat.
Well, do they look like peanuts? Do you have to take the shells off of them?
No, ma'am. You just wash them clean.
Uh-huh.
More or less like an iced potato. Just got a peeling on.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's like the onion. You take the wild onion. You know, the one kind of that wild onion is wonderful to eat.
Oh, yeah.
But one kind of wild onion is poison.
I didn't know there were any poison ones.
Yes, ma'am. The wild onion is
poison. I know we used to get those onions off my grandfather, out of my grandfather's yard, yes.